وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we're now going to be discussing the chapter on the remembrance of Allah, the reward for engaging in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says in the Noble Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and on their sides. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believed and whose hearts find tranquility in the remembrance of Allah. Listen, it is only through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts find tranquility. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The men who remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu abundantly and the women who remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu abundantly, Allah has set aside for them forgiveness and a great reward. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. O believers, remember Allah with unceasing remembrance, abundant remembrance, and continue glorifying Him at morning and evening. It is He who sends mercy upon you, and so do His angels, in order to remove you from the pits of darkness to light, and He is merciful to the believers. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah abundantly so that you may be successful. There are numerous other ahadith in this regard as well. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling on the route to Makkah Mukarrama when he passed by a mountain called Jumdan. He said, "Move ahead. This is Jumdan. Those who are the Mufarridun have gone ahead." The companions asked, "Who are the Mufarridun, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Those who remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu abundantly." Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah narrated the above with the following exception. The companions asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the Mufarridun?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "They are the ones who are infatuated by the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This remembrance lightens their burden. They will therefore come witless on the day of resurrection before Allah Jalla Jalalu. Al-Harith ibn al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu commanded Yahya ibn Zakariya alayhi salam with five things, that he should practice on them and order the Bani Israel to practice on them. He then related the entire hadith till he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I command you to remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu abundantly. The similitude of that is of a man in whose quest the enemy is moving very swiftly. He eventually reaches a fort wherein he protects himself. Similar is the case of a servant. He cannot escape from shaitan except through the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ummi Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advise me. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, remain aloof from sins, for that is the best form of emigration and hijrat, moving away. Safeguard the compulsory duties, for that is the best jihad. Engage in the abundant remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for you cannot go before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with anything more beloved to him than his abundant remembrance. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is unable to exert himself at night by engaging in the worship of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he who is too miserly to spend his wealth, and he who is too cowardly to fight the enemy, should engage in the abundant remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Because the abundant remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then encourage him to exert himself at night. It will encourage him to spend in the path of Allah, and it will also encourage him to fight the enemy in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, I treat my servant according to his thoughts about me. I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. If he remembers me in an assembly, I remember him in a far better assembly. If he comes close to me by one span, I go closer to him by an arm's length. If he comes close to me by an arm's length, I go closer to him with both hands outstretched. If he comes walking towards me, I run towards him. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, O man, if you remember me in solitude, I remember you in solitude. If you remember me in an assembly, I remember you in a far better assembly than the one in which you remember me. Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, when my servant remembers me in his solitude, I certainly remember him in an assembly of my angels. When he remembers me in an assembly, I certainly remember him in al-Rafiq al-A'la, the highest assembly. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, I am with my servant when he remembers me and when his lips move in my remembrance. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not inform you of your best deeds and the purest thereof in the sight of your master, the highest thereof in your ranks, that which is better than spending gold and silver, that which is better for you than meeting the enemy, wherein they kill you and you kill them? The companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, replied, indeed, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala said, There isn't anything more likely to save one from the punishment of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu than the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. We find these ahadith making comparisons and giving us the outstanding feature of the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the Quran Majid, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إذا لقيتم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاذكروا الله كثير. When you meet an enemy, you know, then you must make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and you must remain steadfast and firm. So when we are involved in any of the other actions, then we must be constantly making dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to enhance that amal, and then we will be getting the reward of the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked with regard to which person will enjoy the most superior rank in the sight of Allah on the day of resurrection. He replied, those who engage in the abundant remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I ask, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even more superior to the one who wages jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He replied, even if he were to strike the unbelievers and polytheists with his sword till it breaks and is immersed in blood, those who remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will enjoy a more superior rank. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person has done a deed that is more likely of saving him from the punishment than the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He was asked, not even jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, unless he strikes with his sword till it breaks. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There isn't anything more likely to save one from the punishment of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu than the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The companions asked, not even jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? He said, unless he strikes with his sword till it breaks. This was narrated by Ibn Abi Dunya. Abdullah ibn Busra radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the aspects of the Sharia of Islam have increased, so inform me of something which I could adhere to. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your tongue should be continuously moist by the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu al-Makharik narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the night when I was taken to the heavens, Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, I passed by a man who was engulfed in the light of the throne. I asked, who is this? Is he an angel? I was told, no. I asked, is he a prophet? I was told, no. I asked, who is he? He said, this is a person whose tongue was moist by the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in the world, whose heart was attached to the masjid, and who never caused abuses to be hurled at his parents. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the last conversation which I had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before departing from him was that I asked him, which deeds are the most beloved to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that you pass away while your tongue is moist by the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Al-Bazzar rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception. Inform me of the most superior deeds and the ones that will take me closest to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that you pass away while your tongue is moist by the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you ever want to count the ni'mats and blessings of Allah, you will never ever be able to count them. Just keeping this in mind, every time when we remember Allah for His bounties and His blessings, that is dhikr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Him and glorifying him, saying Subhanallah, saying Alhamdulillah, saying Wala ilaha illallah, saying Wallahu Akbar, saying Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of keeping our tongues moist while we are spending our days in this temporary world and be engaged in dhikrullah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.